You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Are you ready for this note from Lori?
Please, yeah. Let's jump into it.
Before I get into the note from Lori, can I point out that we love letters from our listeners that start with, "Will you please settle an argument?" How many of those do we get a week?
Gives us a lot of power. Five. We love it.
And that's how she starts out. Please settle an argument in our house. I love giving out candy on Halloween, mostly because the little kids are so adorable in their costumes. And this year, the weather will be nice, and I know our neighborhood will be very busy with trick-or-treaters. Let me jump in here. She's right. It's going to be like 65 or 66 tomorrow.
Perfection.
She writes, "My problem is with kids who are too old and yet still go door-to-door getting candy. Last year, there were at least 20 high school kids who showed up at the door, and I didn't like it, but I did give them one piece of candy each." She writes, "I told my husband that this year, I'm not giving those kids candy. They're too old. Trick-or-treating is something for little kids, and once you hit high school, then you should be staying home and helping to give out candy, not go mooching."
Whoa, woman.
Jeez.
And then she says, "My husband says I'm becoming grouchy and should just give it to anyone who shows up in a costume. Maybe my position on this isn't popular with everyone, but I asked at work, and more than half the people there agreed with me."
Oh, well, okay
oh,
then.
Oh, so she works with a lot of cranky women, too.
I asked at work.
It's just possible that Lori's really intimidating and people don't want to agree with her.
Sure, whatever you say. Yeah,
Lori.
She writes, "What do your listeners say? Is there a cutoff age for trick-or-treating? I say it's 12 or 13.
Oh, my God, Lori.
Signed, Lori.
What is she going to do? Card all these kids?
Right.
Like, how is she?
That would be hilarious.
Is it like a what year are you born type thing every time she opens the door? Come on.
And then you're not going to say no to a kid.
Look, you guys are beating up on her. You realize that half our audience totally agrees with her?
Dude, I live this every Halloween because my sweet little wife, Knick Knack, is this Lori lady. She gets all pissy
really?
When all the old kids come to the door, and I'm like, for God's sakes, give them a Snickers bar or we're going to get egged.
And
please.
Oh, so now it's real intimidation. So the
yes.
kids are intimidating you.
These no. kids, this you're is a bunch of riffraff,
you're
Dom.
Afraid of trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, give the high school kids a Milky
almost,
Way.
You know, scare tactics shouldn't be involved in
this
Halloween.
This is like extortion.
It's
which
real
I guess
life
is what
it
which
is.
Which I guess is what trick or treat was
right.
originally meant
the
to be.
The trick is your house is going to be egged and teepeed and set on fire if you don't give out
a little Rolo
bar.
But you know what? I think that kids could be doing so many more gnarly things on Halloween as far as...
What kind of argument is that?
Like hookers out
doing,
and blow?
They're not
so
doing meth.
Go do something wholesome.
That's your
like
argument?
Like trick or treating.
If they don't go trick or treating, they're going to be
really,
doing hookers and blow.
Is your negative energy really worth a Snickers bar? No is the answer.
Here's our phone number, 303-631-1MIX. What if a house gave that out for a trick-or-treat?
Well, then I'd show up.
And the lines just got jammed with people. Here's Jordan. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Are you on Lori's side or no?
Sorry, Lori, not on your side because I was one of those high school kids. There's still magic in high schoolers. People think they're so rough and tough, but they're still kids.
Right.
Yeah, they are.
My 11-year-old in here, he says that it's only fair to give every kid candy.
That's fair. Right.
I think it's okay until they start being jerk stores and they come around like two or three times.
Sure.
Then it's like, knock it off.
You know, and the other thing I'll say, if they're not dressed up, then no. I think that's okay to deny
sure.
them. They can't just go out with a t-shirt on and that says, this is my costume and get a little sugar.
Oh, so you do have some sort of standards on this.
I have a very high standards, Dom.
Jordan, yes. Thanks for being on the show.
Yes, thank you guys.
Appreciate you listening. Here comes Angelita. Hello, Angelita. What a beautiful name.
Thank you.
So what do you think? Are you agreeing with Lori?
I do not. Oh. I happen to have a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old, and my 12-year-old looks as old as my 16-year-old, and for like 2 years now, I've had people deny her candy when she was 10.
Aww.
People are telling her, aren't you a little too old? Or and I don't think it's fair because they didn't know how old she was, and I felt really bad for her.
And it's just candy. You're handing them a little fun size.
Candy's expensive.
Right. She lives in your neighborhood, Jeremy. Your wife has denied her poor 10-year-old daughter.
She probably has.
So wait a minute. So when your now 12-year-old daughter got denied, how did she respond? Did she say, hey, I'm only 12?
Well, this year she's 12, so we're hoping that she still wants to go. But last year she stopped like halfway through because she got tired of people telling her she was 12.
Oh, no.
Crying alert, little eyes. guys out.
I tried to tell you guys, a lot of people agree with Lori. Apparently they're out there. So
it's dangerous.
Angelita, thanks for being on the show.
All right.
Halloween misers.
They're going to wake up to find their car overturned. I guarantee you it's going to be on its side.
They're 12. They're not the Hulk.
Get a bunch of them together.
Here's Courtney. Hello, Courtney.
Hi.
Do you agree or disagree with Lori?
No, I don't agree.
Oh.
No.
Why not?
They're kids. They're going to have plenty of time to be adults here soon. Mm. Let them enjoy being children.
All right, they've got hair under their arms, though. I mean,
some of them are shaving.
Don't be jealous, Jeremy.
Right. They have more facial hair than me, ma'am.
Some of them are married already. So.
All right.
Let me ask you this, Courtney, because I just want to play devil's advocate for just a second. So you're saying a 16-year-old, it's okay.
I have a 16-year-old. No, he doesn't.
Work with me. Just work. Okay. I'm going to go through a process here, so work with me. Do you think it's okay for a 16-year-old to go trick-or-treating?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think it's okay for a 46-year-old to go trick-or-treating?
If they still have the spirit, why not? But teenagers are going to have...
Because I'm just trying to get to what is the cutoff age. Because if we're saying 16, they're still
kids. It's got
to
be like 14, 15. If you can drive yourself around in the neighborhood, then you shouldn't be trick-or-treating.
Why? It's the spirit. It's a piece of candy.
What I think. If you have the spirit of Halloween and you're dressed up and you're going out and you're trick-or-treating for candy, still trying to be a child, then why not let them?
God bless you, Courtney.
Here soon, they're going to have jobs. They're going to have to go to college. They're going to have to be adults.
Even if you're 46 and you have the spirit.
Excuse me, there's a lot of them who are going to be 32 living with their parents, Courtney.
But I got the spirit.
This is true. I have a 16-year-old son. So.
Oh, listen, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
And the other plus side is when you give out the candy, that's one less piece for you to shove in your face and go on your thighs.
There is that. Ha. Here's Terry. What do you think, Terry?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey yourself.
So what do you think?
I think that you need to let them trick-or-treat. I have a 14-year-old, and he's going trick-or-treating again this year. It's probably his last year, but it's fun. And like Emily said, it's wholesome. They're not getting into trouble. Mm-hmm. Just let them enjoy themselves. They grow up too fast these days.
Why do you say it might be his last year?
Because I think he's going to be getting over it. You know, they kind of hit an age themselves where they're like, all right, I'm done. I'm not going to go anymore.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because it is kind of interesting to watch teenagers as they get to 14, 15, because there's an interesting kind of internal battle that's going on with kids that parents observe. And that internal battle is, well, I'm all grown up. I'm responsible. You can't tell me. You know, they get to that age. But there's
candy.
But there's always but I want to trick or treat.
Yeah.
And, ooh,
exactly.
I want to do this. And, ooh,
I want an allowance.
I want to dress up.
So it's an internal struggle that kids have that they want to be grown up, but they don't want to be grown up.
Kids and adults alike, okay?
Yeah. True.
Yeah, I want to keep them young as long as possible.
Well, I'm glad you listened to our show, and I hope you have a fun weekend.
Yeah, you guys too. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you, Terry. Time for one more. It's Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
So far, not one person has agreed with Lori.
And I'm not going to either.
Yeah.
How do you explain that with all of these houses that are turning people away? Is it that people don't want to call because they don't want to sound like a grouch?
Yeah. You know, the thing about it is you don't know people's story. Maybe it's like the older brother going out for little brother who's sick or, you know, can't walk that long. Or you don't know what brings people out there. Maybe they're mentally handicapped and they have the mental capacity of a 6-year-old. You can't judge these people by their age. You just got to let them be kids.
Right.
You really never know what's going on
the
other side.
A little compassion goes a long way.
I feel like
way.
I've been chastised.
What are they really doing? I mean, probably not hookers and blow, but
true. They do that.
You know, we were kidding about that.
They could do other things.
Well, now I feel like I got to hand out like really nice things.
You should probably give them your jewelry.
I'm going to hand out puppies this year.
20s.
My couch. Take my couch. Here's the keys to my truck.
Amy, have a great weekend. Thanks for being
here. You guys go to that house. They're giving away cars.
So I was trying to be devil's advocate, give it everything. But you know what? I totally also disagree with her. I think it's kind of fun when I'm with Emily. If they dress up, then I will give them candy.
It's one night a year.
However, I will point out this will be my 9th Halloween in my home where I live. The next kid who comes to my house trick-or-treating will be the first kid who has ever come to my house.
They're getting all 4 bags of candy that you bought.
So I have learned that because I enjoy giving out, it's fun to see the kids in their costumes. So I go over to friends' houses that live in a neighborhood where they actually trick or treat, and I think that's what I'll do this year too.
There you go.
Everybody agreeing with everybody on this show disagree with Lori?
Everybody.
Correct, yes.
Except Chris.
Chris is
told
us off the air. I'm shutting off my porch light and sitting in the dark. Yeah.
Teenagers should have parties. Just leave the trick or treats for the little kids.
Go make out or something.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.